USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As political divisions continue in Washington, D.C., a divided House has removed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off both of her committees for things she has said in the past.
And if this Congress is to tolerate members that condone riots that have hurt American people, attacked police officers, occupied federal property, burned businesses and cities, but yet wants to condemn me and crucify me in the public square for words that I said and I regret, then I think we are in a real big problem.
The chamber's vote was 230 to 199. Snowy conditions caused a section of Interstate 80 to be closed Thursday afternoon in central Iowa after a massive crash involving 40 vehicles. Iowa authorities closed the eastbound lanes of the interstate west of Newton. Transportation Department spokeswoman Andrea Henry said several serious injuries have been reported in the crash, but no deaths. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Senate early Friday morning moved forward with a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package after a marathon voting session on resolutions attached to the bill. The reconciliation procedure used by Democrats to pass President Biden's plan allowed for an unlimited amount of resolutions to be considered in the Senate. 28-year-old Darian Jarrett, a New Mexico State police officer, was fatally shot on Interstate 10 in southern New Mexico Thursday. Authorities chased the attacker for 30 miles before killing him in another shootout. The suspect has been identified as 39-year-old Omar Felix Cuerva. Major League Baseball and President Biden wanted baseball to postpone the season.
The Major League Baseball Players Union has rejected a proposal from the league that would have pushed back opening day, shortened the regular season, and expanded the playoffs. In a statement, the union said its members rejected the offer because it did not guarantee further protections in the event of delays, interruptions, or the cancellation of the season. The union says its players will continue to prepare for spring training to begin on February 17th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As the National Football League gets ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday, Commissioner Roger Goodell said Thursday it took an amazing amount of work to get the season underway this year.
We're focused on making sure we finish out strong, but between our medical team and Dr. Sills is here, all the experts that he brought together to help us to put the plan together, the players and the coaches and the clubs that did so much to implement those protocols and the intensive protocols and adapt throughout the season. And I think that's the big thing for us. We had to adapt at every stage just like everybody else, just like the media, everybody else in this society. This was a year where we were all challenged. We all had to adapt. And we had to find innovative solutions to challenges. And I couldn't be prouder that the NFLPA and the NFL worked together in, I think, unprecedented fashion to be able to find those solutions together. Not only did we negotiate a 10-year CBA that was approved in March, literally the day of that, we started discussing about free agency and how free agents in the offseason would go forward. So it's been a lot of change, but it's also rewarding on that front. And the sacrifices that our players and coaches and everyone made, their families, is just extraordinary, and we're really proud to be here.
Super Bowl Sunday's kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.